KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Several people, including three children, have been injured on the bluff after a collision. It's understood the buggy they were travelling in crashed into the wall of a residential home on Zintlecele Road. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says his medics responded to the scene a short while ago.
Immediately, more ambulances as well as advanced life support paramedics were dispatched to assist. A total of five patients with injuries ranging from minor to serious have been stabilized on scene before they'll be transported through to a nearby hospital for the further care that they're required. At this stage, the events leading up to the collision is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
The Department of Agriculture says KZN's economy continues to take a knock amid the spread of foot and mouth disease. The latest outbreak was flagged in Newcastle, making Amajuba the fourth district with FMD. The department says farmers are currently unable to export meat since the province has lost its free of FMD status. Agriculture's Zbusiso Dlamini spoke about the outbreak at a media briefing in Durban yesterday.
As is, the province has lost its free FMD status, and we continue to remain in that, and we cannot necessarily then get the foreign earnings that comes with exportation, especially in terms of the markets. But this is not to say entirely the possibilities of marketing are all closed, because domestically we are still able to market the meat.
And abroad, a man convicted of murder has been executed by a firing squad, the first U.S. prisoner to die that way in 15 years. 67-year-old Brad Sigmund killed his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001 in a botched plan to kidnap their daughter. He was shot by three volunteer prison employees who had rifles loaded with live ammunition. Jeffrey Collins from the Associated Press was one of three journalists in the public gallery.
When the curtain opened, he looked towards his attorney, who was on the front row of the witness. They had an exchange. I couldn't tell because his mouth was covered with what they were mouthing back and forth to each other. But it looked like he was just saying he was okay. He had a target over his heart when the curtain opened. It was already there.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And finally, the Duchess of Sussex has announced her recently released Netflix show will return for a second series. With Love, Meghan landed on the streaming platform earlier this week. In the show, Meghan Markle talks about cooking and food with friends. Your top story this hour, several people, including three children, have been injured after colliding with a residential wall on the bluff. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.